voters who may not be familiar with you, tell them a little bit about yourself and why you've decided to run for Knox County Coroner.
Yeah, sure, Cameron. I'm a Knox County resident. I was born and raised here. In 2009, I joined the military, joined the Army, and went to Fort Campbell, and I deployed several times there as a combat medic. And then I came back, got off of active duty service after about 8 years, and joined the Illinois National Guard, came back to Knox County, and I've been here ever since. So one of the main reasons that I wanted to run is mainly because, with my military background, I did some mortuary affairs missions, some ramp ceremonies, remains recovery, and that kind of stuff. And I remember the reverence, the respect, and the dignity that those ceremonies and those things were conducted while I was serving, and I wanted to bring that to Knox County.
That's great. Are there any other ways that come to mind that your military service might lend itself to you seeking this office?
Yeah, of course. I mean, with anything with the military, you know, professionalism is you know, utmost importance. That's something that I strive for and will continue to strive for, especially as coroner. I do have, like I said, medical background with the military. I was an EMT, so I served as EMT, civilian and military-wise, for 11 and a half years.
How long have you been thinking about running?
Oh, I would say probably roughly about a year.
Okay. I guess, do you have any sort of plans or strategy for how you'll get your name out there and meet voters and hopefully convince them to vote for you?
Yeah, for sure. So I have a fairly large presence in the rural community of Knox County. Based on, I was a 4-H member. I was in the FFA. So I know a lot of the you know, rural areas. But I am putting up yard signs. I'm trying to, with the COVID thing, it's kind of hard to go door to door, that kind of thing. But I am trying to make my way into some of the larger areas and talk to some people. And I'm looking at possibly doing a kind of like a meet and greet thing coming up. But that's kind of in the works still.
Excellent. You know, the current coroner, Mark Thomas, has been in office for a long time. I obviously understand that you think you have some qualities to lend to the office. I don't want to turn this too negative, but is there anything that in particular, I guess, during his tenure that you would take issue with or anything that you would like to improve upon that you can think of?
Sure, sure. Yeah, first, I would like to say, I mean, Mark's an excellent guy. He's done an excellent job for Knox County. However, there are a few things that I may look at doing differently if I was elected. One being... I would have my office be in the provided office in the courthouse, saving the county quite a bit of money as opposed to having it at a personal location. I look at trying to step back a little bit of the utilization of the deputy coroners and being more available myself for calls and things like that. And then also, I'm not affiliated with any funeral homes or anything like that, so I have no additional motive that would make me want to be coroner other than serving Knox County.
Hmm. Anything else that you can think of as far as the office or your ideas for it?
Like I said, I just want to bring that respect, that dignity, and that reverence. When I served in the military, that I'd seen and participated in, that's the big thing that I really think that that I can bring to Knox County.
You know, I don't think this is frankly the most important question I'm going to ask you, but you know, you've decided to run as an independent, and with an office like coroner, frankly, to me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to have to be a Democrat or a Republican. But can you talk a little bit about your decision to run as an independent?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, it kind of goes back to with my the way I even vote. I kind of, especially in this day and age, I prefer to vote the person and not the specific political party mm-hmm. that they're a part of. So I thought that, you know, maybe that would kind of also help some people that, hey, you know, I'm not one or the other. I kind of have both viewpoints on certain issues, so I could kind of go either way. And so I feel like that was the best choice for me to run as an independent.
Excellent. I don't know if I have any more questions for you before I let you go. Is there anything else that you'd like people to know or any place where they can, I guess, follow you or stay up to date on your campaign?
Yeah, sure. I do have a Facebook page. It's Brandon Landon for Knox County Coroner 2020. We've got information that's going up daily there. It's where you can contact me or my campaign about getting a yard sign put up or any information there. You can find out more information about me there as well. And I just look forward to hopefully serving Knox County.
Well, Brandon, thanks so much for your time today. And hopefully we'll be talking to you in the months to come as the election gets closer, okay?
Yep, sounds great. Thank you, Cameron.
Yep, have a good one. Thanks so much.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.